AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts issued his annual report on the federal judiciary. Lisa Dwyer reports he lays out concerns about judicial independence,
which he says is under threat from intimidation, disinformation, and the prospect of public officials defying court orders. Roberts decried officials across the political spectrum who've raised the possibility of defying court orders and says other branches of government must be willing to enforce court orders even if they are unpopular or mark a defeat for a presidential administration. Threats of violence against judges around the country have been on the rise in recent years, something that Roberts calls wholly unacceptable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In New Orleans, residents have flocked to a city-supported gun buyback initiative, exchanging firearms for video game consoles. The program aims to improve public safety as Louisiana loosens gun ownership laws. In New York, a man was critically injured this afternoon when he was shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train. Police say a person of interest is in custody. Meanwhile, the woman burned to death on the subway earlier this month has been identified as a 57-year-old from New Jersey. Ned Donahue reports police in London are looking for a thief who swiped $13 million in jewels, handbags, and cash from a mansion.
Among the items stolen were a 10-carat diamond ring, diamond earrings, and a clip studded with gold, diamonds, and sapphires. The owners of the estate, identified in British media as an Instagram influencer and her developer husband, were not home at the time, but employees were there, and surveillance footage shows a housekeeper had a near run-in with the armed intruder. The homeowners have offered a $628,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the suspect, and an additional reward of 10% of the value of recovered items. Also taken, $189,000 worth of handbags. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A celebrity couple's split appears now to be final. Donna Warder has the news.
After 8 years, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have reached a divorce settlement that apparently brings to an end one of the longest and most contentious divorces in Hollywood history. Jolie's attorney issued a statement saying she's exhausted but relieved this one part is over. A judge will still need to sign off on an agreement. Jolie filed for divorce in 2016 after she said Pitt was abusive to her and their children on a private jet flight from Europe. A judge declared the couple divorced and single in 2019, but they still had to work out splitting assets and child custody, and there's no word if the settlement affects a lawsuit filed by Pitt in which he alleges that Jolie reneged on an agreement that she would sell him her half of a French winery they own together. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.